Underdog currently has Jonathan Taylor at 123.5 rushing and receiving yards. Total yardage. We get to hit the total yardage button on 100. They could have put it at 130 rushing yards. I'm hitting the over on this, okay? They beat Houston in week six. 100. It might as well have been 140-3. 31-3. Jonathan Taylor needed 15 touches to hit 158 total yards. If you don't think Jonathan Taylor is getting 26 carries in this game, minimum, you're goddamn lucid. Non-lucid. I don't remember what lucid actually means. I'm so stupid. But they're playing against Houston, man. They're going to absolutely dominate the game script. Right, I could see Wentz throwing the ball 19 times in this game with JT getting 30 touches. And they give you the total yardage marker there. All right. So if JT busts off a 70-yard reception, boom. Like, there's no fucking chance he doesn't hit this. It's a beautiful line right now that y'all could take advantage of on Underdog Fantasy. All right. The app, the link for the app is right in the description. It'll take you to whatever app store you have. If you're a first-time depositor and you use the promo code BDGE when you sign up, you're going to get a 100% deposit match. So if you throw 25 in there, you're going to get 50 to throw onto this. Now, I usually don't do a second one. I pick my favorite one and I do a bra bet on it and I let y'all fuck around and gamble on whatever you want to do. But Ty Johnson under 53.5 rushing plus receiving yards seems absolute fucking money. All right. Because one, since Michael Carter has gone down, he's done nothing to warrant 55 total yards from scrimmage. He hasn't hit that in either of the three games. In week 10, he went 2 for 2 on the ground, literally 2 carries, 2 yards. In week 11, 1 carry, 5 yards. Last week, he went 6 for 42. Okay, that was his best yardage mark since Michael Carter went down. It was against Houston. They're never going to have a game script where they're leading again, okay? He hasn't touched it since Michael Carter's gone down. Tevin Coleman has been the guy in the backfield. Now we have this guy, Austin Walters. We don't know how involved he's going to get. So Ty Johnson, actually, I might even like this line more than I like the over on Jonathan Taylor, but I like both of them a lot. And I like y'all a lot, all right? Y'all are my favorite people here because you're in our Discord. You're in the Big Dogs community, of course. And this is Q and Assault Saturday, where y'all get to assault me with whatever questions you may have for your fantasy teams. All right. So hello. Welcome, Bike. My name is Nicholas, and this is BDG. I got way too many. I'd be drinking way too much coffee. We got coffee mugs everywhere, all over the website. BDGE.store is our main website where you can sign up to be a member, where you can grab some fucking coffee mugs, where you can, there might be a porn video or two on there. We're an all-encompassing fantasy lifestyle brand, all right? We got you covered. How we doing, everybody, in the comments section? What's cracking, Nick? What up, Eric? Just wanted to say, love the vlog earlier in the week, talking about going all in on BGE. Love the realness, and we'll be cheering for you. Appreciate that, baby. We have so many fun things in the works, man. Me, Tony, and Animal went office space hunting on Tuesday, which will be a vlog that I will come out with very, very soon. So that was a lot of fun. We are currently in talks with our broker to throw in some offers, baby. So big things coming very, very soon. Dylan Moore, what's up, baby? Let's go. Nick, no question this week, but please yell at me for starting Mark Cooper and tell me Brandon Ayuk is going to get me 30 this week. Brandon Ayuk, easy 30 spot. All right, no Debo. Brandon, you're probably getting 3 points. Sound a little, yeah. You know what the problem? I'm definitely sick. The problem is, I try to get up and go out for a walk very early in the morning. Like as soon as I get up, preferably within the hour, I try to go outside, get a walk, get some real like sunlight and daylight out there. But it's getting fucking cold here, and you know I'm like more style over health. So I'll be wearing like a t-shirt and a light jacket when it's like 22 degrees out here. I'm just like, I just need to get some fucking sunlight like a moron. So I'm getting pretty sick. And I've also been ripping marks for like 3 straight nights. Tonight we'll make a 4th night. Tomorrow we'll probably make a 5th day. So not properly dressing for the winter, not properly drinking things as a human. Not a good combination, just like Zeke and Tony Pollard. Not a good combination. Trade Zeke and Claypool for Hopkins and Gaskin. Yes, I actually think I would take the Hopkins and Gaskin side right now. I think there's a ton of risk on the Zeke and Claypool side. If you can get out from underneath Zeke, now is absolutely the time to do it. Hopkins, of course, a little bit nervous about, like, you know, him playing this week, still 50-50. But he should be all good for the home stretch, and Kyler's going to turn it on and do his thing as we expect him to do, coming back from the high ankle sprain. And Gaskin's just been pretty solid. They have a great, great schedule going down. Let me pull up the NFL schedule grid real quick. No, Miami. Miami's just got a great schedule down the stretch for Tua, as well as mainly the running back. So they get the Giants this week, bye, but then they get the Jets, the Saints, and the Titans. So those are teams that you can throw the ball against. Miles Gaskin's obviously a good pass catcher. So he's going to continue to get a lot of volume, especially as long as Philip Lindsay is out. So I kind of like the Hopkins-Gaskin side right now, man. I don't trust Zeke whatsoever, and Claypool's shown nothing to have a ceiling here because Big Ben can't fucking throw the ball as far as you can throw him. Full PPR, flex, Thielen, Moreau, or Devontae Parker? Oh, definitely Thielen. I don't think you can go away from Thielen, Kirk Cousins, in this passing offense right now, especially in a juicy-ass matchup against Detroit. I actually kind of want to see – I'm gonna look at the splits for Adam Thielen versus Detroit. I feel like he always goes fucking bonkers. Bear with me for a second. And if you guys enjoy the video, you know, just hitting the thumbs up is a beautiful thing for me. Let's YouTube know that you do enjoy these. Let's look at the last 4 years, I guess we can do it. Against Detroit. Oh, wow. Historically, actually, he hasn't played as well against Detroit as other opponents, but like, I'm not really going to dive too deep into like a 6-game sample size, and they're a shitty, that shitty of a defense. Problem is they're just like a slow paced team overall. So they eat up some clock, but yeah, I have no hesitations for starting Thielen over those guys. Yo, Nick, right on for the great advice on starting Mac Jones over Tyrod last week's Q&A. Salt helped me out big time, bro. I'm glad I could help you, because I definitely probably didn't help a lot of people. Hey, Nick, hope you had a solid Marg the other night. We did. We actually last night I met up with you guys might know if you're on Twitter, Jack Settleman. Me and him grabbed some Margs last night. This place, Ali in West Village, fucking 8.3. They ripped it off. It was beautiful. Half PPR. Please start two running backs and one flex: Montgomery, Connor, Javonte, and Ayuk. I'm thinking Connor, Javonte, and Ayuk. Yeah, I'm kind of right on with you there as well. You're definitely starting Javonte if Melvin's out. There's no way you're not starting James Conner with Chase Edmonds still out and Kyler likely back in the lineup. It's super close between Montgomery and Ayuk. The problem is Montgomery hasn't really showed us anything in terms of like a ceiling. And I feel like Ayuk's been so solid recently. And now with Debo out, it's so hard not to let him rip. So I'm on the same thought process as you, Koenig, but Javonte and Conner are absolute must stars there for sure. Christian, what's up? Claypool, Myers, D. Harris, full PPR. All right, so full PPR, we're going to wipe Harris out of the... I'm probably actually going to go with Claypool there, man. I don't think there's that much of a difference between Claypool and Myers in terms of like where they're probably going to finish the week, but I don't love the matchup. I know Tre'Davious White is out, but just still traveling to Buffalo is not an easy task for any passing offense, so I'm probably going to go with Claypool here. I think Baltimore's pass defense is not a good one. So this might be a game where Claypool, gets a little something going. Standard league, flex spot, Pat Freiermuth versus Baltimore, Jerry Jeudy versus KC. Your flex rankings have Pat Freiermuth higher than Jerry Jeudy. What are your thoughts? I've been rolling with Pat without Ebron. My rankings basically echo the way I'm thinking. Luckily, sometimes that doesn't actually fucking happen. I would go Pat there. A touchdown upside is there. Jerry Jeudy versus KC. KC's defense actually been locked down a little bit the last couple weeks. They've been improving as a team, as good teams with good coaches tend to do over the second half of the year. Judy's just shown us nothing, man. Like every once in a while he'll break out that like 6 for 60 game, but Freiermuth seems like way more of a dice roll to actually score the touchdown. I would go with Pat over Judy, man. I have very little faith in Judy, especially in a standard type league. Half PPR, Hollywood or Henderson, Sony at flex. Appreciate you and your work as always. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate you. You look fucking snazzy as hell in your pick, man. I need to take like some headshots or something. The only headshots I take are fucking tequila. This is not a picture that I have in my repertoire. I'm never in like a suit, and no one's ever taking like a good portrait picture. It looks like the lighting is on point for you, man. Jake, where'd you take that picture, man? Like, who took that for you? You look good as hell. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh, Hollywood or Darrell Henderson. I want to say, let me check on my rankings and see where I have these guys right now. Hollywood Brown. Oh, wow. What a question. All right. So Darrell Henderson, obviously dealing with a quad injury. He's been listed as questionable. Missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. If he sidelined Sony Michel would become the star for me over Hollywood Brown. In my flex rankings, I actually have Darrell Henderson at 31 overall. I have Marquise Brown at 32 overall. So they're literally right next to each other. It's kind of like risk versus upside, in my opinion. Henderson is risky because he might end up being active and then they might just split the snaps, 50-50. So it's kind of tough. I know, you know, if it's your lineup, it's tough to start Henderson over Hollywood, and Hollywood's been so consistently good. So I don't blame you for going Hollywood over Henderson. As you know, if there's rankings where the guys are literally right next to each other in the flex spot, realistically, it's just a toss up, man. It's a 50-50 coin flip. I don't have any kind of inside information that I can give you. I will say it might be smarter to go with Hollywood just because Darrell Henderson's clearly less than 100%. But the upside is always there where Darrell might get 18 touches and break one long one. You know, that's kind of how his game is. Antonio Brown's suspended till week 16. My championship game is week 16. Would you hold on to him then in a deep 14 team or 12 team league, or drop him to have bench flexibility? This is a tough question. I'm holding on to him currently in a 12 team league, and there's a good chance that I end up dropping him. My championship is in week 17 for that league. I'm bordering on a playoff spot right now in that league. So I need the bench spots. Like, I need to be able to, because that league, I have Antonio Brown, Kamara, like Julio Jones. I had Russell Wilson with the finger thing. I've been holding on to Taysom Hill, and now Hill's like kind of hurt again. So I had, like, you know, it's only six bench spots, and I had like four or five guys consistently being out. So the bench spots became like really, really important for me. So in my position, I have strong feeling I'm going to end up dropping him. So I have no problem dropping him, especially if you're not going to be able to use him until like with only 1 week left. So if you need the bench spot, yeah, I'm okay with it for sure. Super flex PPR, trying to fill that last flex spot. D-Hop, Saquon, or Henderson if he plays. Thoughts on Michelle if Henderson is out? Can we trust Saquon ever again? Yeah, so Saquon's like still kind of high for me in the rankings right now. I believe I have Saquon at like 27 overall, Hopkins at 29 overall, Henderson at 31 overall. I still think Hopkins might be like a 50-50 chance to play, and he might even, if they do push him, there's a chance that he is limited or semi decoy-ish, you know, and that could be the case with Darrell Henderson. So I'm personally going to go with Saquon there. I know he hasn't looked good, he hasn't performed well. But they're still hurting at the skill position player, so it feels like this could be a big dump-off game from Mike Glennon to him. And, you know, Miami's been a good defense, but I feel like he's really the only healthy one there, and he's the only one that I feel, like, secure about in terms of the workload. So I'm probably going to go with Saquon there, man. Who would have thought that that would be, like, a shitty question, right? Saquon, DeAndre Hopkins, Earl Henderson in the beginning of the year? Tough fucking scene. What up, Nick? What up, Mike? Half PPR, would you start Marvin Jones or any of these players on the waivers? Galladay, Gage, Crowder, Green, Boyd, T. Patrick. Man, I wouldn't start Crowder, Green, Boyd, Tim Patrick. Galladay with Mike Glennon is really ugly. And then Russell Gage is like a little bit intriguing. He's the only one I would probably think about. My flex rankings have Marvin Jones literally at number 80 and Russell Gage at 81. Y'all are hitting me with the hard hitting questions today. So technically, yeah, I have Marvin Jones one spot ahead of Russell Gage in both the positional and overall flex rankings. So according to that, Marvin Jones, not going to be mad if you go Russell Gage, because again, it is more of a pass funnel defense for Tampa Bay as opposed to tough matchup for Jacksonville against the Rams. Like, you know, Marvin Jones might see a heavy dose of Jalen Ramsey, so that's obviously tough. I mean, listen, Marvin Jones is a good player, and he started off really, really hot in the beginning of the year. Like, he's definitely due for a game, and I know it's a weird matchup, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is the game that he, you know, goes 5 for 70 and a touchdown in. So I think he's got a little more upside than Russell Gage, but Russell Gage has been, you know, kind of hot, kind of consistent, so I'm not gonna be mad if you go with Gage over Jones, but those are the only two I'd even be considering there. Wentz or Burrow, 4 point per passing touchdown league. So Wentz obviously has the matchup, and Burrow I have ranked at 14. So I have Wentz at 11, Burrow at 14. So for me, it's pretty comfortably Carson Wentz there. I think I'll have a high efficiency game against Houston. Burrow, it's tough. I mean, Chargers are a very, very tough pass defense. Really, really tough to put up fantasy numbers against in their run funnel. And there's nothing Cincinnati wants to do more than run with Joe Mixon. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is another 25 carry game for Mixon. Eat up clock. I'd probably rather have Wentz. Logan Thomas versus Raiders. Or Knox versus the Pats. Wow, that's a good one. I feel like Knox has kind of just earned that top five, top six fantasy tight end spot until he proves otherwise. So I'm probably gonna go with Knox. I could see I could see the resistance if it's full PPR for Logan Thomas, but I think right now there's no way you can really sit Dawson Knox with how he's playing. Buffalo versus New England with the weather expected to be shy. Am I crazy to sit Knox versus that New England defense for Hockenson with Swift out? Does that help or hurt Hockenson? I mean, I definitely think it helps Hockenson. So I have Knox at 5. I have Hockenson at 6 and Logan Thomas down at 9. I know it's two different questions, two different people. So I have Hockenson at 6. Yeah, with Swift out, I mean, you know, the only people that he fucking throws the ball to are Hockenson and Swift, realistically. Like, they kind of split their games between each other. Let me do a little deeper dive on the weather. I wasn't really too in tune with that. Rotogrinders.com/weather/NFL usually has a good... Yeah, it's good. Let me throw this in the chat for you guys so you can... Hopefully it's clickable. I'm not sure if it's even clickable. There you go. Rotogrinders.com. I'm not sure how that looks on YouTube, but hopefully you can click that. They keep this page updated. And if you scroll down a tiny bit on the left, you'll see a list of games with weather concerns. So green will give you, like, anytime basically winds are like 10 to 15 miles an hour, they're actually not concerned about it. But once it starts getting windy, 15 plus mile an hour winds, snowy, then it becomes a concern for the passing game. So as you can see, there's about 7 games with weather concerns a little bit. 5 of them are green. Arizona at Chicago is a yellow scaled weather concern. Rain looks fairly likely. Winds around 15 miles an hour sustained with stronger gusts. That might hurt someone like Darnell Mooney, honestly, now that I'm looking at it. That might hurt someone like Christian Kirk if it does, you know, continue that. And they keep these updated. So this is a really, really good resource to use for weather. Generally, New England at Buffalo. Okay, so they're orange. So this is the most concerning game of the week. So good stuff there, calling that out. Generally, pretty ugly stuff. Temps near freezing, snow showers possible, and winds around 20 miles an hour sustained to start. Winding down through the game, it's not you can't throw the ball weather, but longer throws and field goals will be impacted, especially in the first half. Okay, so that's super interesting. I guess that does cause a little bit of concern. I guess because they are so close in my rankings, and Hockenson might be more of a PPR play than Knox has ever been. That might be a tiebreaker. I might have to move Knox down below Hockenson. Actually, that's something I would seriously consider there, Eric. Free career day. Love to see it. I need me a fucking career. Another gross one: Darrell Williams, David Johnson, Alex Collins. Ooh, Lord. I'm probably going to go David Johnson there. He's like the only one that I'm actually confident in will have an actual role in their backfield. Kyler, if he starts, or Carr with the matchup in 4-point PPR. Yeah, Kyler's, I have him ranked way too high. I'm going to actually move him down right now. I have him at quarterback 2, but I'm going to move him down to quarterback. I can't do 6. I can't do 5. I can do 5. I'll move Kyler down to quarterback 5, and I have Carr at 12. So he's still like a streaming top 12 option. And Washington's defense has been, as we've been able to see on televised games, they've been getting better and better each week. So I don't think this is a layup matchup for Derek Carr. But he's still a quarterback 1 streaming option. I would definitely play Kyler if he's active, though, for sure. What else we got going on, people? What's good? What is fucking good?
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Traded Mac, Bateman, and Miles in a super flex league. Is this, let me ask off the rip, is this a dynasty or redraft league, James? Traded Mac, so Mac Jones, Rashad Bateman, and Miles Sanders in a super flex league for Mitchell. Then I make a mistake. I still have Mahomes and Cousins as my quarterback. It's a lot of ammo to give up. I would say that since we are, I believe we're past the buys for all the quarterbacks, right? So you had KC already had their bye. They just had their bye in week 12. And then Minnesota. Minnesota's bye already happened in week 7. So you're good at the quarterback position pretty much. I'm not too concerned with giving up Mac. Bateman also is probably not a guy that's really entering your lineup too much anyways. And then Miles Sanders those guys are riding your bench anyways, outside of probably Miles Sanders. So no, I don't think it was a mistake. I think Mitchell like legit has, you know, some really, really solid league winning upside going down the stretch. I mean, the schedule for the fucking Niners is absurd, right? It's Seattle, one of the worst defenses in the NFL, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Tennessee, Houston. So like, Mitchell can do big fucking things down the stretch. I don't think it was an L. No, I definitely don't. I mean, it could be that sounds like a trade that like both sides ended up kind of coming away with a dub. You know, if that guy needed a quarterback too in Superflex, that guy needed some depth or whatever, you gave him a bunch of pieces and he gave you the best player in the trade for sure. Can Jimmy G be a savior for my second quarterback rest of the season for Superflex? Have Kyler, but have to rotate between Jimmy G, Tannehill, Fields, and Cam. That's tough. Actually, I'll give you some insight into the E-Town Get Down League. I just dropped Jimmy G like an idiot. Well, not like an idiot. I have a meme already fucking set up because I dropped Chase Claypool a couple weeks ago. I dropped Jimmy G this previous weekend. Animal picked up both of them. And I'm playing against Animal this week. And I believe, he's got Claypool in his lineup. I'm hoping he puts Jimmy G in it. And then I'm hoping both of them have dud games and I'm going to hit him with a fucking a Trojan horse meme. You know, like I fucking gave him those scrubs, put him into his lineup and it blew up his entire village. So right now I have Brady as my QB1. And then behind him, you know, I had Cam Newton, who obviously was terrible last week, but I also picked up Taysom Hill, who I didn't end up starting over two. I didn't end up starting over two, unfortunately. Put up a 23.3 fucking burger. But I'll be rotating between Tua, Taysom Hill, and Cam Newton going forward, which is tough because, like, it's hard to trust Tua. I like the fact that I have Taysom Hill, but didn't Taysom Hill will play through mallet finger. New Orleans Saints doctors determined that quarterback Taysom Hill suffered a mallet finger injury in the Thursday night loss to Dallas Cowboys, but it will not require surgery, considering it's not as extensive as the one that Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson suffered earlier this year, according to a source. So Hill will try to play through the finger injury to his throwing hand as he went 19 for 41. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, well, I have Taysom, so I feel kind of good about it. But like I said, San Francisco has a great schedule down the stretch. So I think you can feel comfortable with him. I think not having Debo hurts a little bit, obviously, because that's a big yak guy who can do damage for Jimmy G after the catch. I think between Cam, Fields, and Jimmy G, you're going to be all right. Music Mike, unrelated to fantasy, but in the past said you worked in the online marketing industry, which is what I'm currently interested in going into. What was your experience in the field, good or bad? I fucking love marketing. I still love marketing. I like marketing more than I like fantasy football, straight up, for sure. I think my advice, unless you hate marketing, whatever, you know, for whatever reason, a lot of kids are undecided about what to do, like in college, especially, and early 20s, mid 20s or whatever. Like, you don't really know what field to go down to. I think marketing is amazing because it's a specific part of business. I think marketing is business in today's world. Like, that's what building a business today is, being good at marketing. But marketing provides you with a lot of different paths you can go down. Like, you can start off in marketing, become like a media buyer, right? Someone who helps companies decide what kind of marketing they want to buy, right? Like you can be a consultant for marketing. You could also be in the creative side for marketing where you're actually making the advertisements that companies use. You can be in content marketing, which is basically what our entire company is built around, content marketing. Actually, ironically, just got asked to speak at a conference in fucking Las Vegas this winter about content marketing, which is pretty cool. I think marketing gives you a path to, you know, no matter if you're into numbers, analytics, the creative side of things, it opens up a ton of different options for you to go with. Your entry-level job is going to be an entry-level job, just like almost every spot, right? A little bit more administrative, a little bit less creative, but you can figure out pretty, I mean, you can go into social marketing. You know what I mean? Like there's so many different paths you can go down. I can't say enough good shit about marketing, man. I really think like every kid should go into marketing because it doesn't, you know, you don't have to think about like TV ads. You don't have to think about like fucking commercials or billboards when you're thinking about marketing. There are a million different roads and paths that you can actually go down when you decide to go into marketing. So I've, as you can see, I'm very, very big fan of marketing. All right. I hope that helped. I hope the Q and Assault was helpful overall. Again, if you enjoyed the video, make sure you hit the thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel if you're just stumbling upon our shits for the first time. We do a lot of fantasy stuff, but as you've seen, we do some marketing, branding, business talk on this bench as well. I love y'all for hanging out with me. As always, Q and Assault every Saturday. Make sure that you... make sure that you, sorry, I'm reading the fucking comments still. If you want to sign up to be into this next time, bdge.store/community is where you will sign up. Too bad BGE ain't hiring. Yeah, don't worry. We need no help on the marketing front. We're good there. Accepted the Hop and Gaskin trade for Zeke and Claypool. League is already calling collusion because they do the semi trade. I mean, like, dude, if your league calls collusion on that, there's no way that you can like make sure. That's a ridiculous thing to call fucking collusion on. It's an extreme. If there's even an ounce of like fairness in a trade, it shouldn't be. That's ridiculous. Tell your league mates to fuck off. Take your phone out. Record this right now. James's league mates, fuck all the way off. That's the most fair fucking trade I've been asked on a trade question this year in fantasy. Just because of one side might catch a fucking small dub doesn't mean it's fucking collusion. Out of control. All right, I'm out of here. I love y'all. Enjoy the rest of your weekends.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.